Focus equals feeling. Focus equals feeling. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, even if it's not true. So guess what? It doesn't matter what's true. The minute you focus on something, that's what's true for you. It's like focus equals reality for the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. So learning to control our focus is the second skill that will change your whole life. If you want to feel the way you want to feel, you got to learn not to focus on.
It's good that you have really high standards, but you have to understand it's called self-discipline for a reason, meaning it's about you. You don't get to enforce that on other people. This is why Marcus Aurelius talks about being strict with yourself, tolerant with others. Cato says, I can forgive anyone's errors but my own.
Mentally strong people have self-discipline. And what I mean by that, they only do nice things for people who treat them with respect. Write that down.
Gratitude erases negativity. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. I'm tripping. I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop. Just stop for a second and start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have.
I've got a three-step plan to build more discipline. Number one, be more aware. Number two, be consistent. And number three, you gotta be relentless with it.
Nothing's gonna keep your focus if it's not meaningful, right?
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're gonna be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you. If you're improving yourself, then what you are doing is competing with your lesser self.
The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy, but the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can, and it'll put you on that path, the path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
If the payoff is big enough, meaningful, significant, game-changing, this is why people give up on their goals. They give up on their goals because they're not meaningful, they're not significant, there's no life-changing result.
If you're going to mess around with very complicated and dangerous matters, you should really put your life together. We also know that the higher your conscientiousness, the lower your neuroticism. Conscientiousness does seem to keep neuroticism in check. And so I would say, and have said this to many people, clean your room, organize your life, get a routine, get up every day at the same time, go to bed at the same time, establish disciplined habits. That will help a lot.
Definition of discipline. It's the suppression of base desires and is usually understood to be synonymous with restraint and self-control. For me, discipline means forcing yourself to do something that you don't necessarily want to do. I mean, forcing yourself to do the things that you don't want to do that you know are the right things to do. To me, that's what discipline really means.
For me, when I think about discipline, it's that my mental status, when I talk to myself, is always apologetic and understanding of things out of my control. My core discipline is, I wanted this to be the case. It snowed. Mother Nature said, go fuck yourself. I said, thank you, Mother Nature. And when we got in at 3 a.m., I'm not gonna wake up at 6 a.m. and work out because I'm tired and it's okay and I'll pick it back up tomorrow. And that's that.
Nothing is permanent but change. Write it down. Nothing is permanent but change. So there's somebody in this room, you failed a test, and you're acting like it's permanent. You broke right now. I was talking to somebody the other day, like, I'm 25 years old, I don't have no money, babe. I said, okay, and? Did you just hear what I said? I said, what did you just say? I'm broke, I'm about to get evicted from my house, I don't have anything. I said, okay, and? Like, talk to me, like, you talking like it's the end of the world. What are you saying? I'm broke. Oh, let's do this. Don't focus on the fact that you broke. Focus on the fact that nothing is permanent.
Negativity, you can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing, gratitude.
We got to change what we focus on from the question of what do I have to do to what's my outcome? What do I want? What's most important to me? What's the result I'm committed to getting? That one change will change completely how you respond in your life, because it will change you from focusing where everyone's demanding your attention or what you're afraid of or what might give you pleasure in the moment to what's most important to you.
And this is the thing that got you to the point that you are at now, but now we don't value it because we feel as if we've gotten to a certain point. Like adversity is adversity, opposition is opposition, challenges are challenges. But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and the adversity that we face. Meaning perspective drives performance every day of the week. How you view what you do will always affect how you do what you do.
Daily targets. You need a daily target. What has to happen today, what I can measure today in order to stay focused on my goals tomorrow, next week, and next month.
Sit down, open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. What that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis so that you feel that your life is justified by having a day like that, and also to schedule enough of your responsibilities so that you make progress day by day instead of falling farther behind.
You know what you should do. And you know what you shouldn't do to be more successful, healthy, happy, and wealthy. The problem is you aren't doing it. What's the gap then? Self-control, self-management, emotional maturity. When you order the nachos, even though you're on a diet, when you say yes to the extra drink, even though you know you shouldn't, when you respond in sarcasm, anger, or defensiveness instead of compassion and patience, when you excuse yourself from going to the gym because you got too busy, when you excuse making those prospecting calls because you got too busy, when you allowed minor distractions to pull you off your important priorities, all these instances are a result of emotional immaturity.
Anyone has natural discipline. They build structures around them. They build systems around them. They schedule them and they eliminate the things that take from it. And over time, they build this identity where they seem like they're incredibly disciplined people.
Your imagination took you way off into time and space, and you see, that's where I want to go. You created what you wanted in your mind. Don't ever let it go. That is a frequency. You got to get there. You got to live there.
Don't rely on others to support what you see in yourself.
Discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions.
You're making a lot of progress, so don't quit.
There's actually no reason to be scared. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of fear.
When difficulties come, what will you do? Will you quit and shrink back? Or will you persevere and push forward? Your answer to that question will determine your legacy on this earth.
All I'm saying about vulnerability is that when you are in uncertainty, when you feel at risk, when you feel exposed, don't tap out. Stay brave, stay uncomfortable, stay in the cringy moment, lean into the hard conversation, and keep leading.
Stop calling yourselves not-for-profit and start calling yourselves for-impact organization.
If there's an opportunity, if there's something I know it's valuable, even though I feel I can do it, grab it by the hair right now. Do something with it right now to push yourself forward.
There is nothing, nothing more difficult than navigating your life based on somebody else's opinion.
Life is going to place everybody in a position to where you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have.
If you're so smart, why can't you come up with a quick solution? Why can't you realize that overthinking is actually causing the problem harm? It's not moving the problem forward. So quit thinking so much and take action.
In most cases, when people are really successful, at least in some area of their life, they're not just lucky, but they're consistent. Let me say that again. In some area of life, there's consistency, there's persistence, there's patience, because successful people tend to do consistently what other people do occasionally.
I'm gonna keep showing up. I'm not gonna quit. I don't care what happens. If I don't quit, I can't fail, okay? If I don't quit, I can't fail. If I don't quit, I can't fail. So you gotta drop this failure thing out of your language. Failure's, it's a bull code for you quit. Don't be a quitter. Because if you quit, you will fail. And the reality is you didn't fail, you quit. So quit talking about the failure thing. You gotta quit quitting. You need to quit the stuff that's no good for you. And you need to start the stuff that is good for you.
As long as you love it, you have to keep going. You cannot quit. Maybe one day somebody does throw you a bunch of money and you can stop sleeping in your office. Or maybe it's just a slow grind up and it takes you 10 years to become an overnight success. You'll never know how long it will take you to be successful. But what you do know is that if you quit on something that you love, you will end up regretting it for the rest of your life.
But you have to fight that urge to quit, because I always say you'll win if you don't quit.
The next thing that's important to know, yes, it's possible that you can choose your future and direct the course of your life as you run toward your dream. It's necessary that you have goals, that you write those goals down, that you plan, that you think constantly of how you can begin to improve what it is that you're doing. If it's your presentations, if it's your recruiting skills, whatever that is, it's also necessary that you look for ways to always find a way to pull it out when everybody else thinks that you are defeated. That you've got to take personal responsibility to know that in order to become successful, you've got to make it your personal business to do it.
Don't you give up on your dream.
Every failed experiment is one step closer to success.
If you think or are tempted to say that you did not have the opportunity, then you are making up excuses, not providing a legitimate reason for your failure to create a successful and fulfilling life.
Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. It's the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. You see, the way that you become unstoppable is by refusing to stop.
When you get scared and you have fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's amazing when you actually don't see the full picture, you come to these fearful conclusions of what you really should then hope for or not hope for. But when you have faith, F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart, no matter what you see, you can still believe in something. And that's where hope comes in.
99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. It's not just hard work, it's perseverance, it's never giving up.
So I want you to make up in your mind right now, whatever it is, whether you're playing a sport, whether you have a business, whether it's a relationship that you know is meant for your life, I want you to make up in your mind right now that quitting is not an option. It can't be an option. Because if you want to create something great, if you want to meet your potential, if you want to make your relationship the best it's ever been that it's supposed to be, if you want to reach that dream and live the lifestyle of whatever, or reach your whatever it may be, right? that don't quit. The reason I'm here today is because I didn't quit.
We can show up as victims or we can show up as leaders.
I will do good no matter what. No matter what happens to me, I will do good. No matter what happens to me. It's absolute rejection of the idea of being a victim. It's like, no matter how much suffering comes my way, no matter how much undeserved suffering comes my way, that I will do good.
Be determined that no matter what, this is my North Star. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And I need you to go get it.
It's possible. You can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. It's possible.
If you just don't quit, if you don't quit, if you refuse to quit, you will not fail. If I just held on to that the whole time. And if I just don't quit and then keep learning. Because not quitting means I don't just keep trying the same thing over and over, beating on the same door. I need to maybe research some other ways to get in there.
You will not respect yourself until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances. After a while, something begins to wither inside of you.
Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't surrender. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level.
The truth is gonna speak. Like, you're not gonna build a $1 billion by accident business.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days.
It doesn't matter what your social status is. It doesn't matter how people perceive you. When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit, how far can you keep going, there's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order, all that bullshit, all the what people think about you goes out the window. It's what who are you right now?
Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done.
You need to make goals that are giant.
I know you want more. I can see the hunger in your eyes.
The human brain cannot comprehend the negative.
I want to go warrior versus warrior. I want to go tribe versus tribe.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. And here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. What a brand new reason for setting goals. And here's why. The greatest value in life is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become.
Growth is expected. It's not an option. You got to keep growing to keep going.
I'm 57 years old. I spent 30 years trying to please people. I ended up with nothing, man. When I finally said, you know what, I'm done, dude. The more energy I spent trying to please people, mm-hmm. make you happy, them happy, mom happy, daddy happy, I still couldn't make everybody happy. I'm like, you know what, I'm done, dude. I'm gonna make me happy. I'm gonna run my gig. This is my life. I wanna create the life I want for me. And if you don't like that life, you probably don't even like your life, because that's the people that end up criticizing
me. When you have goals and dreams you want to achieve, ask yourself the question, who should I count on and who should I count out? And so many people never achieve their goals because they have too many toxic, negative, energy-draining people in their lives. And you have to have goals outside of your comfort zone that will challenge you, because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been.
The secret of passion is knowing your daily and yearly purpose and even your lifetime purpose.
If you show up for work on time and stay there until the appointed departure time, if you do what they pay you to do and then they pay you, then nobody owes anybody anything. Now, if you want a raise, get there a few minutes early. Ask for extra things to do. Be cheerful and positive and optimistic and helpful. Don't goof off and try to get out of work. Deliberately seek the boss to find extra work, and then I will absolutely guarantee you a raise in short order.
What you want to be tomorrow, you've got to do today. You visualize tomorrow. That gives you hope, but that's your motivation and that's your dream. You, nothing wrong with that. You visualize tomorrow, but you value today.
When the goal is attainable, it's no longer exciting. Because if you can go get it easily, you're going to take it for granted. I could be perfect for everybody in the room. Half the people are still going to be like, you know, he's too cocky, he's too this, he's too that.
You made this much money, get back to work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
I can't get apart. I can't get apart. I can't get apart. Right? Or I can't do this versus I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
Education is inoculation against disruption. The world belongs to the learners. As you know more, you can achieve more. As you invest, I'll put it to you this way, to double your income, triple your rate of learning.
Pick a simple goal, like to double your income within the next 6 to 12 months. That's a good goal, eminently achievable. You're surrounded by people who have done it already in the last 12 months and who are going to do it in the next 6 to 12 months. So make a decision to be one of them, all right? Then make a plan to achieve it. Why aren't you already earning twice as much? And pretty soon, if you ask the question, the answer will pop up. And then just start doing what you need to do every single day. And then relearn, listen, upgrade your skills, because you can learn anything you need to learn. And the more you learn, the more you can learn. And I studied this subject exhaustively. Your brain is unbelievable. If you don't use it, you lose it.
The reason you start with yourself is because you cannot give what you do not have. So you better start with yourself. Because if you're leading others and have nothing to give them, nothing to share with them, nothing to teach them, then I can promise you, you'll never be what you want to be as a leader.
What is your goal in life? Some people will say to grow a company, some people will say get a great job, and then ask yourself why. So whatever you had as your goal in life, you know, ask yourself why, and then people will come up with different answers. Retire early, make money, find a soulmate. And then ask yourself why again. If you keep asking yourself why over and over again, what's interesting is that eventually everyone ends up with the same answer, and that's whatever their goal in life is, whatever they're pursuing, they believe will make them happier.
You can stay here, you could probably have a family, you could probably have a great life. You can stay here and you can settle and things will probably go great for you. You can pipe down at this point, things will probably be cool. But if you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
Humble, not passive.
I can because I'm capable. I can do it. I can't because I can. I will because I'm strong. I can get through any obstacle on my way to my journey. And I say journey because it's not a destination. This is a journey. I must because they count on me. I must. This is going to be harder for them to do it if I don't do it. I must, because I got to break that cycle.
Boredom is the drug you need to avoid, because that's where people start making bad choices. Typically, they don't become a drug addict. They become a consumer of garbage. They waste time. They consume excuses.
There is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself.
Even the richest, most successful person in the world, they have something that they're lacking. It may not be money, but they may be lacking in health. They may be lacking in connections. They may be lacking in a specific resource. Your goal is to position yourself in that situation to supply that need and come in as what? The irreplaceable, most experienced, in-demand person, not just to make money, but to capture the opportunity.
You have the power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Don't underestimate yourself. You don't know enough about yourself to become a cynic. And so you've got to challenge yourself to access that power that you have within you. You're more than a conqueror.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
You hear me clear enough?
No more fooling around. This kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
I want you to work while you're working. Are you hearing me?
You have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it and you don't really love it, you're going to give up.
Write the vision and make it plain.
If you got a good self-image, if you have your goals set in life, if you've got the right mental attitude, nobody has to tell you, go to work. That just follows naturally. So this is what we're going to work on. And you got to have a desire to succeed. You can't just casually want the good things in life. It's got to become a passion for you. Your dream has got to be more than just an idle thought. You got to be willing to build a foundation under it, and that's for sure.
What you will do in life, what your life's work will be, once you discover what it will be, set out to do it, and to do it well.
Average skill, phenomenal will. Average skill, phenomenal will.
Shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Well done, acceptance, congratulations. You did it, you can do it, let's do it.
Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by signs that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
View all of the things that happen to you as an opportunity. Now you become an active force in your life. Now you are the one, rather than running from things as they begin to change, you become a change driver, because you know that you've got the power within you to make the difference. This force, this power, this energy that you have, that's more powerful than anything that can ever happen to you.
Ever since I was a kid, everyone said it couldn't be done. My whole life, people have been telling me what I could do and couldn't do. I've always listened to them, believed in what they said. I don't want to do that anymore.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
What do you want?
Most people never dare to evaluate really where they are. And you gotta know where you are before you can really determine your chances of getting what you really want out of life.
How many questions? The same thing. Put out content, put out a great product, test things, try it all, use data, use your intuition, test and learn, test and learn, test and learn. And this just insane lack of patience and lack of understanding that takes actual skills to actually win is frustrating at times.
Put in the hard work it takes to succeed.
curse of competence. If you're good at things and have high standards, you assume that you should always do well, which means that success isn't a cause for celebration, but it's the minimum level of reasonable performance. Anything less than victory would be a failure, and victory itself becomes nothing more than acceptable. Congratulations, you might be very successful. You also might be very miserable.
And that's what it took for me to get here. When you put that practice in every day, you lace them up. And I mean, Ron, it's just a metaphor for life. When you lace them motherfuckers up every day, pretty soon you win. You have the courage and the heart and the dedication and the mindset about everybody can go fuck themselves. I know what I know. I've listened to myself enough to know I know what I know. None of you can hear what I'm hearing. And that's what people don't do enough of. They don't listen to their journey. They listen to everybody else's shit. You're not looking at the truth in front of you. The truth in front of you is it sucks. This is what it takes. Creating another voice and sometimes going at it alone.
Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodyness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
Every single one of you has something that you're good at. Every single one of you has something to offer. And you have a responsibility to yourself to discover what that is.
You have all these voices that are telling you you're fucked up and this is gonna be hard, but for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna fucking make it and still be able to fucking make it because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no, but you still have the conviction that I know I can do this.
If you want to create a new life, a new personal reality, you got to change your personality, which means you better start thinking about what you've been thinking about and changing it. You begin to become conscious of your unconscious actions or habits or behaviors and modify them. And then we have to begin to look at the emotions that we live by every single day that are keep us connected to the past and decide, do these emotions belong in our future?
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Accept the pain. Smile at the pain.
Embrace the pain. Pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals? Or are you just a talk?
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Work hard. Make things happen.
Pick a task, sit down, and do it.
You're worthy and you matter. And make sure to go out there and do something great.
You can be anything you want.
You definitely could.
The point is, the story continues. The story continues. So if you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that, right? So to me, that's why failure is non-existent. Because, you know, if I fail today, okay, I'm going to learn something from that failure and I'm going to try again on Tuesday.
Ask yourself, am I living the way I really want to live?
I'm dedicated to this work. I'm obsessed with it.
That's your moment. That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you.
Your greatest enemy isn't the one standing in front of you. It's the one staring back at you in the mirror. The one who knows every move before you make it. The one who can defeat you with a single thought. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? That voice in your head right now. The one telling you you're not good enough, not ready enough, not strong enough. That's your opponent.
How it's so hard to see the good if you're only seeing the bad. Like, yeah. There's so many people that struggle with what their version of success is because they're looking at someone else's. Mm. There's so many people that struggle with their world of relationship because they're judging theirs based off of someone else's, right? And when you're constantly in the space of not realizing or noticing your world, your reality, because you're living in what appears to be someone else's.
Rest at the end, not in the middle.
He stands for patience. Way too many people in this space are not patient. Everybody's like, why isn't it happening? I've been doing this for 6 months. Are you kidding me? You're building a business. The next point is H, hustle. You need to know your stuff. Don't go to a space you don't understand because the trend is going there. That's some bull crap. Do what you know.
Keep reminding yourself that you have tremendous reservoirs of potential within you, and therefore you are quite capable of doing anything you set your mind to. You really can. I don't care what the cynics tell you, quit listening to some of your peers. Now all you must do is figure out how you can do it, not whether you can or not. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? You've got to create a sense of urgency. I'm going to do it right now.
What am I going to do now? How do you respond to that? And thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side, you're the closest to getting what you want.
You don't have to focus on what you can't change. The fact that you're here now and that you made a decision to get clean, to turn your life around, it's never too late.
Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too. So I think the both mix up.
You have to work hard. It's the work we put in when nobody's watching that really matter.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth?
Success is not about being the smartest person in the room. It's not about having the most talent or the best opportunities. No, success is about outworking everybody else. It's about being willing to do what others won't.
You don't get discipline from your parents. You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
You have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say. You like to go to the gym every day? Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Probably yes, because your mental strength is coming from that. From that moment that in a hard moment, you know you should do it.
It's about killing that lazy voice in your head that says, I will do it tomorrow. I'm not lazy. I'm just unmotivated. Well, let me tell you something. Motivation is a myth. You don't need motivation. You need discipline. Motivation is fleeting. It comes and goes like the wind. But discipline is what gets you out of bed at 5 a.m. when every fiber of your being is screaming to hit the snooze button. Do you think successful people always feel motivated?
Purpose is that feeling that you are a part of something bigger than yourself, that you are needed, and that you have something better ahead to work for. Purpose is what creates true happiness.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
You have to know what matters to you. You have to know what you truly care about. Like, what is your true north in life? The question I often ask people is, what does your ideal day look like at age 80? Truly visualize and imagine what your ideal day looks like.
looking into the sun. Once you see it, you can never unsee it.
Hustle for your monetization. Nothing's gonna come to you. Don't act and let somebody else do it for you. You need to hustle for yourself, especially in the beginning phases.
Are you actually taking actions today to create that future? Because what happens is most people will say, my ideal day is sitting with people I love, feeling healthy, a body and mind, thinking about things that I care about, friends coming over. And then you ask them what they're doing on a daily basis, and they're basically chasing money, they're drinking, they're partying, things that actually are not leading to that end that they say they want. It's like the adage of don't tell me your priorities, show me your calendar. Are your actions actually creating the future that you are trying to create? Be honest with yourself. But those things that we want are remarkably similar, but our ability to take actions on them in the present is very different.
If you work really, really hard and you blow up, as in get the big exit or achieve the level of success, and you never need to work again, or you've got some sort of a business that allows you to really, really step back, if you're a driven person, you're just going to turn yourself inside out trying to find new challenges to do. So that's if it goes right. But if it goes wrong, you're burned out and maybe you kick yourself out of the game because you've damaged your health, or you've damaged your motivation, or you've lost passion for whatever the industry was that you used to be in. So, biggest lesson that I've learned from Chris is emotions, to embrace them, to listen to them, and the bravery to be able to open up to a partner about them. He's the king. He's the absolute king of it.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you. And it's like having a knowingness that things are going to be fine. And then there's the next level, which is you start to know who you are, and you're not trying to prove it to yourself or other people. Mm. You just want to help. You just want to do things. It's the difference between what I would call push motivation and pull. Push is, I'm going to make this happen. And it takes tremendous willpower. And I know you have plenty of willpower. I do as well. But there's a limit to willpower. But there's no limit to pull. Pull is when there's something magnificent that you want to serve, something that you've got an obsession for, to create or to do or make happen. You don't lose that energy, you don't lose those components, and you're able to laugh and enjoy along the way, mm-hmm. as opposed to if I don't keep doing this. And I used to believe that too. It's like, I gotta be so intense every moment.
Conspicuous busyness is much more societally rewarded than quiet effectiveness. We want other people to see how hard we're working.
It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have. And if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'ma keep grinding, I'ma keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.